WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily. Today we're diving into something that's been on my mind a lot lately. Self-compassion and empathy. Ever feel like you're constantly pushing yourself to be perfect, to do more, to achieve it all? We live in a world that often glorifies hustle and high achieving, but what about the value of being kind to ourselves? What if we started treating ourselves with the same care and understanding we offer our friends and loved ones? That's exactly what we're unpacking today. Because trust me, building self-compassion and empathy isn't just about feeling good. It's a superpower that can completely transform your life. It's about ditching the inner critic and embracing a mindset of acceptance, understanding, and kindness both towards yourself and others. Ready to unlock this powerful duo? Let's go. First off, self-compassion is all about recognizing that you're human. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and sometimes life just throws curveballs away. Instead of beating ourselves up over those moments, which, let's be honest, happens way too often, self-compassion encourages us to acknowledge them with kindness, without judgment. Imagine your inner voice as a friend who's there to support you through thick and thin, not tear you down. And speaking of friends, empathy is about stepping into someone else's shoes, truly understanding their perspective and feeling what they feel. It's like having superpowered emotional intelligence. Now, this doesn't mean agreeing with everything everyone says or does, but it does mean making a genuine effort to understand where they're coming from. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion and empathy are interconnected. When we cultivate self-compassion, we become more capable of extending empathy to others. Think about it, if you're constantly judging yourself harshly, it's harder to see the good in others or understand their struggles. But when we treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, we open our hearts up to connect with others on a deeper level. Now, I know what you're thinking. Laura, this all sounds great, but how do I actually do it? You're not alone. Building self-compassion and empathy is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, but the rewards are worth it. First, start by being mindful of your inner dialogue. When you catch yourself thinking negatively or harshly about yourself, pause and challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? So why would we say it to ourselves? Try replacing those negative thoughts with kinder, more compassionate ones. Another powerful tool is practicing gratitude. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you are grateful for, big and small. This can help shift your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life, which naturally fosters self-compassion and empathy. Okay, let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You messed up on a presentation at work, and now you're feeling incredibly stressed and self-critical. Your mind is racing with thoughts like, I'm such an idiot, how could I have been so unprepared? Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, try taking a step back and practicing self-compassion. Acknowledge that you made a mistake, it happens to everyone. Remind yourself that you're not defined by this one moment. You're human, you're learning, and you can grow from this experience. Next time, maybe you'll be even better prepared. Now think about your colleague who might have also struggled during the presentation. Instead of judging them for their mistakes, try to empathize with their situation. Remember that everyone has different strengths and weaknesses, and they're probably feeling just as nervous or stressed as you are. A little bit of kindness and understanding can go a long way. Remember, cultivating self-compassion and empathy isn't about being soft or weak. It's about being strong enough to acknowledge our vulnerabilities, treat ourselves with kindness, and connect with others on a deeper level. It's a journey that takes time and effort, but the rewards are measurable increased happiness, stronger relationships, and a greater sense of inner peace. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have you found helpful in cultivating self-compassion and empathy? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And remember, be kind to yourself, you deserve it. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.